Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode number 17. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman, and I'm a technology journalist, author, and speaker. My goal on this weekly radio show and podcast is to break down geek speak into street speak. I hope you've been enjoying it so far. We launched on July 15th. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit ASUS.com for more info. That's ASUS.com. Well, we do have a great show planned for you this hour. In a minute or so, we'll learn about Hi Mama. It's an app that lets you see what your preschoolers are doing all day at daycare. As you might imagine, this app has become incredibly popular, and not just among helicopter parents. We'll talk about the Hi Mama app shortly. After that, I'll talk about OLED TVs, what all the buzz is about. These are super thin televisions with outstanding contrast, clarity, brightness, and color, and ridiculously thin at that. So we'll get to OLED TVs on Tech It Out. Also this hour, we'll chat about the Blue Wave Get, which is a small product that you plug your nice wired headphones into, and they let you use them wirelessly with your favorite smartphone, tablet, or laptop, and with much higher quality thanks to its onboard processor. That's called the Blue Wave Get. And finally, on today's Tech It Out show and podcast, we'll talk about Livy, a new in-home medication dispenser for seniors. That's all coming up this hour. The struggle with mommy guilt is real. With more and more moms heading back to work after mat leave, one of the biggest challenges to overcome is accepting that you may miss out on things. In fact, a recent survey noted that 70% of parents feel that they're missing out on key milestones during their child's day. So wouldn't it be great if parents can get real-time updates on their child from daycare providers and not have to wait until the end of the day to find out about any issues or achievements? Even better, how long did my child cry after drop-off? How is my child adjusting? What is he or she doing today? You get the idea. Well, a new app called Hi Mama may be able to help. On the line to explain how, we've got Ron Spruenberg. He's the CEO and co-founder of Hi Mama. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks, Mark. Glad to be here.
Okay, Ron, before we talk about Hi Mama, what's wrong with the old way of doing things, dropping the kids off to daycare and just hoping for the best?
Well, the problem with the old way is that it really leaves parents in the dark about what their children are doing during the day. And anyone who has young children knows the stress and anxiety that goes with dropping off a child under somebody else's care and just wondering how their day is going, how they're feeling, you know, whether they're being fed and eating properly, whether they had their nap. All these things are things that you're thinking about as a young parent. And really, traditionally with childcare programs, parents aren't receiving any of this type of information. And the other thing that's very important about this equation is expectations of change. So we're living now in a digital age where young parents have smartphones and they're used to getting updates about everything. They're getting updates from their friends on Twitter. They're getting sports scores. They're getting traffic reports, stock portfolio performance, all these things, yet they're not getting information on their phone about the thing that's most precious to them in their life, their youngest children. So there's really a misalignment there between what's been happening in the world of childcare and the expectations of parents today.
All right, I get that. So let's now chat about how Hi Mama addresses that disconnect. So how does that fill that void?
Yeah, so Hi Mama is an app that early childhood educators are using on tablets and classrooms to record children's health, well-being, and development and share that information with parents. And the benefit of this approach is that parents can get information about their child's day, and also we're empowering those teachers and those educators to use their experience to share educational information with parents. So it's really helping both the parents stay informed and also the childcare providers to record and share that information with the parents.
Okay, so walk us through how to get going. So let's say I'm a father of some young kids and I sign them up for daycare. Do I first download the app or and then find out if the daycare center that I'm affiliated with supports this Hi Mama app?
Yeah, so it can work two ways. The first way and the most typical way is that the childcare provider will subscribe to the Hi Mama program and they will use it to record information in their programs and they'll send the parents, including new parents to the childcare program, an invite to join Hi Mama. The second way is that a parent can go find the Hi Mama app and request that their childcare provider subscribe to the service so that they can get updates about their kids.
And how are those updates rolled out through the day? Is it mainly text or is there photos, videos, anything like in the multimedia side of things?
Yeah, so there's actually four different ways that parents get information. The first is through email. The second is through our parent portal, which is a website on HiMama.com. The third is through our apps, which we have both for iPhone devices as well as Android. And the fourth and final way is there's also SMS text messaging for more like emergency type notices.
Okay, so I understand that there are different ways to get the information, but is it primarily text-based or can an educator send a video clip of their child doing something or a picture of the daycare of the child if that's something the mom and dad would want?
Yeah, so it's both text and also digital media. So in addition to parents' expectations changing with the timeliness of information they want about things, especially their children. Also, we recognize that there's an element of making information very relevant and also engaging. And so that's where the photos and videos come into play, is providing them with information that's something that they can get a little bit more engaged in with portfolios and other media that they can use both through the smartphone and the parent portal online.
We're chatting with Ron Spruenberg. He's the CEO and co-founder of Hi Mama. It's an app that lets parents see their kids' progress throughout the day during daycare, the good or the bad. If they're having a rough day, the mom and dad could be notified, or achievement or something good that they've done. This is nice to see when mom and dad are at work. How secure is an app like Hi Mama? Like, what if not all the parents at that daycare facility wants their child in a photo, for example?
Yeah, so it's certainly possible that a parent says they're uncomfortable with their child being part of the Hi Mama program, and that's totally fine. Oftentimes what happens in these cases is the childcare programs will still use the Hi Mama app to record information about that child, but they won't be part of the information sharing platform. That said, it is all one-to-one in terms of if I'm a childcare provider and I record an observation of Johnny doing an activity, that observation can go only to Johnny's parents. And there's also warnings in the program. So if a parent says they're uncomfortable with their child being in a photo with other children, the app will provide warnings to a childcare provider to say, hey, Johnny's parents don't want him in photos with other children because they don't want other parents having that photo. Yeah.
How receptive are daycare centers to Hi Mama? I mean, in other words, what do they get out of it? It's extra work, I would argue, for them to have to update parents throughout the day, along with looking after the kids. So is there something that they benefit from with this platform?
Yeah, so this is why Hi Mama has been really successful, is because obviously the parents like getting the updates and the information, but it also provides massive benefits for the childcare providers. So far, over 140 million moments have been shared through Hi Mama. There's thousands of childcare programs that use Hi Mama throughout North America, and it really helps them with a number of things. The first is a lot of the things that they're documenting and recording in Hi Mama, they're doing it anyways, just with pen and paper. So things like attendance and naps and meals and the learning and development, they're recording it anyways. Hi Mama makes it faster.
Right.
And a lot of childcare programs really struggle with communicating information with parents because they're doing it in more traditional ways, like a written newsletter or a once a month email or calendar. And it's just not timely, relevant, and engaging enough for our younger parents who are used to getting so much information mm-hmm. through so many different channels.
I got it. Okay. And you said earlier that it works throughout North America. I didn't realize that you've had those many moments shared with parents. That's pretty impressive. So is it in all the major cities, would you say?
Yeah, it's in all the major cities across North America, and a lot of smaller rural areas as well are taking it on. In fact, sometimes they get even more benefit from the program because parents, no matter where they are, can take advantage of the program. And whether you're on the go or whether you're in close proximity to wherever your child is attending daycare, you can stay up to date with what's happening. Mm.
If Hi Mama is free, how do you monetize the app?
So it's totally free for families. The way it works is that childcare programs subscribe for the service, and they pay a subscription fee per class that works out to about $1 or $2 per child per month.
Okay. And again, you outlined some of the benefits of using the platform. Where could we learn more, as mom and dads who are listening right now may have young kids and they're interested in signing up to for something like this? Where could we learn more about Hi Mama?
So the best place to go is to HiMama.com, HIMAMA.com. Lots of information, both for childcare providers as well as parents, on that website.
And as you said, Ron, you can also download the app for free from the Google Play Store for Android devices and the App Store for Apple, iPhone, and iPad.
Correct.
Okay. Ron Spruenberg from Hi Mama, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stick with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Hey, I want to shift gears here for a moment. You know, I often get email from listeners about TVs, about what's new in televisions and what to look for and the latest in technology in a language they can understand. It's probably been a few months since I've had a deep dive about TVs on this program. So I wanted to spend a couple of minutes now talking about OLED TVs, OLED televisions, like the LG B7 C7 and top of the line W7 TVs, if you've seen those in stores, and I encourage you to do so, your jaw will be on the ground. So let me cover what OLED is exactly. So just when you thought you had a good grasp on the latest TV terms like 4K for four times the resolution and HDR, high dynamic range for better contrast, color, and brightness, now there's another term you're going to want to learn, OLED. So OLED TVs or OLED televisions deliver a far superior picture at a fraction of the power required to do so, along with many other benefits. So just to step back, your current TV probably is an LCD TV, liquid crystal display, and it's lit behind that with LEDs, edge lit or backlit light emitting diodes, and that's the light source behind the LCD panels. Now, they look good, no doubt, but OLED takes it to the next level. With OLED TVs, each pixel or dot is self-illuminating. In other words, there's no additional backlight required. Not only does this make OLED TVs super thin, but if you want to see pitch black on an OLED TV, the pixel can be simply turned off, achieving what LG calls perfect black. And if you've seen it with your own eyes, once again, you'll understand why they came up with that phrase. In other words, OLED TVs deliver unprecedented contrast ratios, which is the difference between the brightest whites and the darkest blacks. And thanks to the lack of what's called a shutter array with OLED TVs, these new TVs can also show fast motion without any blurring or ghosting issues. In other words, the refresh rates are considerably higher than with LED displays. What's more, OLED televisions offer an impressively wide viewing angle, along with exceptional brightness compared to LED backlit TVs, and more vivid colors as well. So you're with me so far? Okay. Because no backlighting is necessary, OLED TVs are incredibly thin, as I mentioned earlier. Most OLED TVs are just a couple of millimeters thick, believe it or not. In fact, LG's latest, the W7, measures just 4 credit cards thick. Because they're lighter and thinner, they're also easier to mount onto a wall, as you can imagine. OLED TVs are much more energy efficient than other TV panel types, as they sip rather than gulp electricity, and that's mostly because no backlight is needed. OLED TVs are available in large sizes, 55 inches and bigger. And keep in mind, OLED TVs are still 4K TVs. One refers to the panel technology that we just covered, and the other is the resolution, 4K being four times the resolution of HD. So the two actually go hand in hand. Starting at $2,500, be sure to check out LG's C7 TV, their OLED TV. That's a 55-inch model. Or if you have the budget, for $39.99, there's the 65-inch C7 model. And then if you really have a great budget, for $99.99 is the huge W7 OLED TV. That is an investment, no doubt, but you're future-proofing your investment because of the quality of this television. And that's something that you need to check out at your favorite retailer. Amazing stuff. And by the way, they are smart TVs as well, with the built-in WebOS platform for all your favorite apps and services on demand without requiring a separate box. For more info on LG's OLED TVs, you can go to LG.com. And if you're looking for a great deal over Black Friday or Cyber Monday coming up later on in November, I do have a couple of websites and apps to recommend. And this isn't just for LG's TVs, but across the board, whether it's tech products or clothing or furniture or what have you, this is the time of the year where you're going to get the best deals. But you could get some help as well from some free apps that I'd like to recommend. So one of them focuses more on online shopping, while the other one is more about retail shopping. So let's start off with retail. One of my favorite apps is called Flip, F-L-I-P-P. It works as follows. You download the app, then you type in your zip code, or you let the app on your phone figure out your location, and then it's going to show you deals near you at all the stores that you shop at already. In fact, there's over 1,000 retailers supported. And the way it works is that it collects and aggregates all of those flyers, those circulars that you get in the mail, those paper flyers, but it gives you a digital version for you to scan on your smartphone or your tablet or your laptop if you like. If there's a product you like, you just tap it and it'll show you if there's coupons associated with that product, and you can virtually clip it into a shopping list. Speaking of a shopping list, if you type a product you want to buy, like let's say HP laptop or Samsung TV, then it'll automatically show you who has the best deals on those products nearby, looking at your location and retailers around you. There's also room to put in all your loyalty card information. So you just scan, you show your phone at retail at checkout to the cashier, and you'll get your points, which is great. So again, that's called Flip, F-L-I-P-P, one of my favorite apps. It's a free download from both the App Store for iOS devices like iPhone or iPad, as well as Google Play for Android devices. Another app, the one that focuses more on online shopping that I love, is called Ebates. It rhymes with rebates, but no R. And all you do is you sign up for free, and you get $10 cash, by the way, towards your account. And then the way it works is that whenever you shop online, you always start with Ebates first, the website or the app. And you go to the places you would go to anyways, like Amazon or eBay or Best Buy or Kohl's or Macy's and so on and so forth, even Groupon. And for each of those retailers or marketplaces, you're going to get some cash back for your purchases. The amount will vary depending on the retailer. It could be as high as 40%, which is awesome. So start with the Ebates app and you're good to go. Then you just do your shopping as you would normally, and then you could redeem your cash for PayPal, or you can have a check sent to you. So that one's called Ebates, and we'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman. Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. This show is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit ASUS.com for more info. That's ASUS.com. Question for you. Say you have a favorite pair of headphones, but you bought one of those new smartphones that doesn't have a headphone jack, like the iPhone 8 or the Pixel 2. Oh, sure, you can use the dongle that they included until you lose it, but you're certainly not getting the quality that you'd want from your favorite music. Enter the Blue Wave Get. This small doohickey is a wireless hi-fi Bluetooth headphone amplifier and audio adapter and controller in one. Joining us on the line to explain what that means, we've got Stéphane Lepage from Blue Wave joining us. Welcome to the show, Stéphane.
Hello, Mark. Thank you.
Well, tell us what the Blue Wave Get is all about. So the company is Blue Wave and the product is Get, G-E-T.
Exactly. And Get is a small wireless headphone amplifier that is high fidelity. Looking at the market, we realize that, you know, nowadays everybody has their music on their phone, and that has become the main source of musical entertainment. And on the other side, there's a definite trend the last 10 years towards better quality headphones. The thing is, though, phones have a very small amplifier, and it's meant for phone conversations and also to save battery for the said phone. So basically, there's sort of a, we saw that there was sort of a missing link between the two. And Get is sitting there. It's a very good amplifier, and it combines the ease of use of wireless and at the same time features that you find in high fidelity devices.
Mm-hmm. So I'm holding it in my hands right now. I haven't had a chance to review it, just for full transparency. I was sent this to play around with, and as an audiophile, I'm eager to do so. But I wanted to interview you, Stéphane, even before I had a chance to play with it. But I want to explain on the air that it's very small. It's smaller than a pack of Tic Tacs, so even smaller than that, like a little candy box, and it's got a clip on it. So the idea is you plug in your favorite wired headphones into the base of the Get. You can clip on the Get onto your clothes or to a backpack, and it wirelessly connects to your phone, even if it doesn't have a headphone jack. So that's a good application for this. So if you have an iPhone 8 or the new Google Pixel 2, it doesn't have a headphone jack, you have nowhere to plug in the earphones. This is ideal. But more importantly, perhaps, it bumps up the audio quality, you're saying, to 24-bit audio, correct?
That is correct. On phones that can do aptX HD, okay, which is an improvement and actually a new standard that allows transmission of 24-bit audio over Bluetooth.
Right. So it's the newer Bluetooth 4 Plus that some of them can support aptX.
Yes. Okay. And by the way, Get is now Bluetooth 5.0.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So yeah, we are at the edge of things.
So let's let me ask this in a different way, Stéphane. How is the Blue Wave Get better than using your existing headphones with the dongle that the smartphone makers often provide? So you still can plug it into the phone, but not through the headphone jack.
Well, it's just, you know, the difference using Get. The sound quality you get, no pun intended, using it is manifold what you can have with either a dongle or plugged directly in the phones that still have a jack.
Okay.
The amplifier is about 10 times more powerful than the amplifiers that's typically on a cell phone. But more importantly, it's the Get is the amplification circuit, the noise reduction circuitry. Everything in our device is made for sound quality, which is not the main focus for the smartphones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What kind of battery life do you get out of this product?
Well, it'll go as long as 8 hours continuous use. It also depends on which kind of headphones or earbuds you're using. If it's really hard to drive big headphones, it'll be more in the range of 6 hours.
I see.
But usual use is 8 hours. That said, standby time is very, very good because the power management of the device is very good. Mm-hmm. So you can let it sit on a table for weeks and it won't discharge.
So I've charged it up. As I mentioned, I was sent one of these to play around with. It comes with a USB, micro USB cable, and then you can plug the other end into a computer to charge up, or into a plug for the wall if you prefer. How long does it take to charge up the Get?
The full charge will take 2 hours, but we have quick charge circuitry that will allow you to get about 85% of charge in less than 45 minutes.
Oh, great. We're chatting with Stéphane Lepage from Blue Wave. We're talking about a new device called the Get. It's meant for two purposes. One is that if you have a new phone that does not have a headphone jack, but you have a favorite pair of wired headphones, it lets you wirelessly connect those headphones to the new phone. The second purpose of the Blue Wave Get is to enhance the audio quality significantly. So would you say, Stéphane, that for audiophiles, they would want something like this, those who take their music very seriously, even though you can use it also for audiobooks and podcasts?
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of Blue Wave and our device, the Get, is to bring hi-fi to everyone. So we wouldn't qualify it as an audiophile product, but certainly as a hi-fi product.
Mm-hmm.
That said, audiophiles have listened to our Get, many of them, and they've all been amazed by what it does, given the fact that it is wireless. Most of them, and a lot of people think that Bluetooth isn't good. Bluetooth has a bit of a bad reputation due to a lot of devices or Bluetooth adapters that are on the market that are inexpensive and that don't support codecs, or, you know, that they're not meant to make sound better. They're just meant to transmit data.
Understood. And how much does the Blue Wave Get cost today?
It is priced at $129.
And the best website to learn more about the Blue Wave Get?
It is www.bluewaveaudio.ca.
Okay, Blue Wave Audio, just as it sounds, Bluewave audio.ca. Stéphane Lepage from Blue Wave, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, and good luck with this product.
Thank you very much, Mark.
When we return, we're going to chat about Livy. This is a new medication dispenser for seniors who want to live longer independently. So stick with us. More Tech It Out coming up.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
One of the areas I try to focus on when I write about seniors as a journalist is aging in place. This refers to living longer independently at home rather than moving to an assisted living environment, as long as you can. Many people and companies are devoted to this space as well, including our next guest, Bill Park from FarmRite in Charleston, South Carolina, with a new in-home medication dispenser called Livy, L-I-V-I. Let's hear all about it. Bill, thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. So I did give a brief description about what aging in place means off the top, but perhaps you can elaborate. What are we talking about here exactly?
Well, I think, you know, primarily it's not having Big Brother looking over your shoulder all the time, certainly with respect to medication management. So, you know, in today's world, a lot of elderly folks that are taking complex medication regimens can live somewhat independently and get by with most tasks, but medications are very complex and a lot of times it requires help. And that help can be frustrating. It could be constant nagging every day. It could be somebody coming over every week to sort meds. So to me, that's not living independently. That's living tied to somebody. So we're trying to solve that using technology.
Right. And technology does play a role overall here in living longer independently at home, which is, you know, by all accounts and all the reports I've seen, all the surveys, that people want to live longer on their own instead of having to move to a home, a special home. And technology does play a role. As I mentioned, there are, you know, with consent, there are cameras, there are sensors that will tell you when your loved ones have or haven't opened the fridge in a long time or the medicine cabinet, or if they haven't left their bedroom by, say, 9 or 10 a.m., and that's unusual. A loved one, a caregiver, can be notified on a mobile device. There's video chatting like Skype. I know a lot of seniors don't want to eat alone, and if they are living alone, they may have a group of people who all sit and have a meal together, virtually speaking. And then medication dispensers and alarms also play a role here, and this is what I wanted to talk to you about specifically. Before we talk about Livy, the product, tell us a bit about FarmRite, the company.
Yeah, so FarmRite came We started in 2013. One of my partners and I started a company called Sable Medical. We both came from the inpatient pharmacy automation space. So we were dealing with medications in hospitals. And through that journey, we were asked to take a look at the home environment and see if we can solve the problem of complex medication regimens for folks that are living somewhat independently at home. So we developed PharmRight to provide an automated medication dispenser that solved the problem really for two people, one for the person taking the meds, and secondly, for the people that have to help with either sorting or with making sure that mom or dad or a loved one or their patient takes those medications as prescribed. So PharmRight was a venture to solve the issue for those two types of people.
Okay, so the product is called Livy, and this is a medication dispenser that would probably typically sit on a kitchen counter or so. So tell us about the product and how it works.
Yeah, so we hold 15 different medications, and we hold all of those meds in bulk form, just like the vials you would receive from a pharmacy. So the majority of products on the market today require somebody to pre-sort medications into cups or containers. So Livy avoids all of that, and it can hold up to a 90-day supply of each one of those 15 different medications. We're connected over the cellular network to our server, so all the medication scheduling information is pushed down to the device. The device knows how to dispense the correct dosage based on the prescription. And we can also not only do or handle the routine medications, we can handle those as needed medications as well, like pain meds or meds for anxiety, because we do store them in bulk. That's not an option if you have to pre-sort medications into cups and containers.
I see. So I've seen medication dispensers in the past, but they typically hold up to maybe a week's worth of pills. So you're talking here 3 months. So how big, since this is radio, can you explain the dimensions or how big Livy is? It's kind of like a coffee maker, right?
Yep. It's the same width and height as a Keurig coffee maker, and it's about twice the depth. And inside, under a lock cover, we hold 15 different containers. Those containers are roughly 2 inches in diameter and about 4.5 inches high. So they can hold anywhere from 30 days up to 90 days, depending on the refill schedule.
I guess the concern here, Bill, our guest is Bill Park from PharmRight, the makers of Livy, a new medication dispenser. I guess the concern is that for those living with dementia, such as Alzheimer's, that they either forget to take their pills or worse, perhaps, is when they take their pills, they forget that they've taken it and then they take them again, which could be a health risk. Would you say that that's your key clientele?
Yes. Anybody that's just got a complex regimen where there's Monday, Wednesday, Friday meds, and other meds that are three times a day, it becomes very complex even for folks that don't have memory care
I see.
Problems.
Got it. I understand. And then is there an alarm built in or some sort of noise or lights that will alert the person to take their pills that it is time, even if they're elsewhere in the home?
Yeah, so we've got basically a two-hour dosing window. So at the beginning of that time, the light turns green on Livy. And as time goes by, we'll start blinking. We'll start playing audible alerts. And we can also send out text messages or emails to anyone that's part of the care team. And that can be the person that's taking the medications as well, if they happen to have a smartphone or a watch that can receive those types of messages, if they don't happen to be anywhere near the machine.
I see. All right. We do have time for more with Livy. When we return, we'll talk more about the medication dispenser from PharmRight Corporation based in Charleston, South Carolina. So hang tight. A lot more Tech It Out coming up. I'll also share with you a few hot high-tech holiday gift ideas, ranging from virtual reality headsets to backup storage for your laptop, smartphone, or tablet. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Welcome Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Bill Park from FarmRite about a new in-home medication dispenser called Livi, L-I-V-I. Now, before the break, Bill, you were talking about setting up alerts for caregivers and family members. If, let's say, I have a dad who lives on their own and they haven't taken their pills, then I can be notified on my mobile device as his son that it's been a couple hours and he hasn't yet taken them. So then I can act accordingly, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And because we hold medications in bulk, we're also a medication management system as well. So we're tracking inventory. So we're going to know if you get down to a low or critically low inventory amount, we can send messages out about that as well.
And how easy is it to refill the Livi device with new meds?
If it's a medication refill, you walk up to the machine, you unlock the cover, you select the medication, and our containers twist out like a blender attachment. And then you just take that refill you've received from the pharmacy and you pour it straight into that container.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At the risk of getting too technical, can you explain a little bit more about the cloud-based software, why that's necessary, why that's a benefit to your pill dispenser?
Well, medications change. So if you discontinue a medication or change a medication, you need to make sure that at the point of care, it's corrected. Otherwise, there could be adverse drug events or basically errors that could cause somebody to go back to the hospital. So in the case of Livi, because we store medications in bulk, we can have a professional caregiver or a family caregiver go online from any device, any browser, and they can discontinue a medication or they can change the medication dosage. And that will take effect immediately. So if you, as an example, if you discontinue, let's say, Coumadin, the machine knows that it can't dispense Coumadin anymore. Even though that medication may reside under that locked cover, it's not going to dispense. So that patient's safe and there's no need to send somebody out to the home.
I get it. Okay. And then finally, Bill, how much does Livi cost? And does that come with a monthly service since you're also offering things like refill reminders and text messages to caregivers and loved ones?
Well, it's a monthly subscription. We start at $79 a month for people that have six medications or less. The majority of our customers are using the $99 a month plan. It's a rental plan. And we also have a buy it now plan, which is $1,999. And that comes with a 2-year subscription. All of those plans include the device. It includes our AT&T cellular data plan and includes full customer service and support.
And where could our listeners learn more about Livi?
They can go to our website, which is liviathome.com, LIVIATHOME.com.
All right, Bill Park from FarmRite, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Mark, thank you. Appreciate it.
For the remaining 3 minutes on today's show, I wanted to chat about some recommended games and gadgets as gift ideas. We'll do a lot more, of course, leading up to the holidays. I did about 30 interviews or so on Fox stations on Thursday via satellite. So I talked about, first of all, PlayStation VR. This is, of course, the very popular virtual reality headset that you plug into your PlayStation 4. And there's more than 100 games now supported and another 60 coming out by early 2018. So a virtual reality headset from Sony PlayStation, it's $399. I talked about the Destiny 2 video game by Activision, the number one selling console game of 2017, available for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Windows PC for the first time. It's a first-person action game with a sci-fi universe. You can play by yourself, or you can play with people online or against them, so cooperatively or competitively. So great stuff there. Then I showed an accessory for smartphones, tablets, and laptops called the Samsung Portable SSD T5. The T5 is a solid-state drive, smaller than a credit card, yet it will back up all of your important files very quickly, about 100 photos in 3 seconds, almost 5 times faster than a hard drive. It starts at $129 for the T5 and goes up from there. That's for 256 gigs of storage and goes all the way up to 2 terabytes, which is a lot. Then we talked about the HP Spectre X360 powered by Intel on this program. This was great on Thursday. A lot of buzz about that laptop that can convert into a tablet and back again. The cost for that is $1,149, and it has a 13-hour battery life thanks to the 8th generation Intel Core processor. The second last product I showed on TV on Thursday was the Roku Streaming Stick Plus. This is a new stick, a 4K-enabled media player that you plug into your television or even a hotel room's television, and it'll show you some amazing content from all your favorite services. $69 for that. And finally, the Netgear Orbi. This is what's called a mesh system for fast Wi-Fi throughout your home. You have no dead zones anymore. Fast performance and security and all that. $299 for the Orbi from Netgear. Thanks for listening to today's Tech It Out, everyone. The show is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. We'll speak to you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.